And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. While Larry Noble is waiting in the New York City jail for his trial for the murder of young Oliver Wilson, Rupert Barlow, wealthy man about town, is making desperate efforts to create a rift between Larry and Mary, so that Mary will at last turn to him and respond to his romantic inclinations. And from all appearances, Rupert is successful, at least in creating trouble between the Nobles. Right now, we find Mary in the small West Side Hotel where she is staying at the present, talking to Rupert in a corner of the palm-studded lobby. We hear her say,
I wish you hadn't insisted on coming here again, Rupert. When I didn't call back in answer to your message, you must have known there was nothing to say.
But I had to see you, Mary, to learn if there isn't some way we can straighten out the disgraceful business about those pictures that appeared in the paper.
The harm is done, Rupert.
I suppose that Larry is very angry.
He's furious. He wouldn't even see me when I went to the jail to visit him.
How typical. Without even giving you a chance to explain.
Could I explain it if he had seen me? How can I explain how it happened that you and I were followed about town so carefully that pictures were taken of us on two occasions when we met by accident? Do you know of any logical explanation for that?
I'll admit it's fantastic, Mary. I was absolutely stunned when I saw those pictures in Marty Rufus' gossip column.
Larry believes that I've deliberately deceived him. After I promised him not to see you again.
But, my dear Mary, surely you don't think I had anything to do with this unfortunate incident?
I don't know what to think anymore, Rupert. I don't see why anyone would want to hurt Larry, especially while he's in jail awaiting his trial.
Forget about Larry, my dear. It's you I'm concerned about. Surely you must know that I wouldn't hurt you for the world. Didn't I accept your decision about not seeing me anymore without argument? Even though it hurt me deeply.
Yes, Rupert, you said that. But we did meet again.
Well, hang it all, Mary. Do you want me to pack up and leave New York entirely? Would that satisfy your unreasonably jealous husband?
Well, how do you expect him to behave when he sees these pictures in the papers of us time and again? How does it happen that every time we meet, there's a cameraman present? Who is responsible for this?
Well, I should imagine your husband could answer that better than anyone else, Mary.
What do you mean?
Well, Mary, don't you think it's likely that he's arranged to have you watched? Because he doesn't trust you? Because he wants to believe the worst?
No. Larry would never do a thing like that, Rupert. That's a wretched thing to say about him. He's already having more than his share of trouble.
I only suggested that his attitude is unreasonable, Mary.
Do you think anything about his trial is reasonable? Do you think it's reasonable that he should be arrested for the murder of Oliver Wilson? And he was only one of many people backstage at the theater the night Oliver's body was found?
But, my dear, not that I like to bring the subject up. There was considerable talk of Larry's romantic interest in Claudia Vincent. And when he found that she had secretly married this young bounder, Oliver Wilson,
Isn't it just as reasonable to suppose Claudia killed Oliver Wilson when she found out he was nothing but a penniless fortune hunter? Why couldn't your own housekeeper, Julia Dixon, have done it when she found Oliver was only using her?
All right, Mary. I won't argue.
Larry will certainly prove his innocence. They can't convict him, Rupert.
I sincerely hope you're right, Mary. But I must point out that Larry's behavior since his arrest is doing nothing to help his case. When he turned down Clarence Brewster, the most brilliant trial lawyer in the East, he made a tactical blunder.
You know why Larry did that, Rupert. Because he didn't want you to pay Mr. Brewster's fee.
Why? Do you call that being reasonable?
Larry has heard too many rumors about us, Rupert. How can you blame Larry for believing the worst?
I'm sick at heart to think that in trying to help you and Larry, I've unwittingly caused you further hardship.
Rupert, are you quite sure you had no idea anyone was taking those pictures?
Oh, how can you even ask such a question, Mary? How can you in your wildest dreams believe that I would do anything so cheap, so small? I, who've tried in every way to be your friend. Is this what you think of me for my efforts?
Oh, forgive me, Rupert, I'm all mixed up. I can't figure any way out of this. I'm so miserable.
Oh, my poor darling.
Rupert, no. Please don't get so close to me.
Oh, good heavens, I was only trying to lend you my handkerchief.
I'm sorry, but I'm entirely too unhappy to talk anymore. Please try to understand. Just remember that Larry is the only person in the world that matters to me. And he won't even let me come to see him. I've got to make him believe in me again. And that's why I can't talk to you anymore.
Well, Mary, wait. I believe I have an idea.
I'm sorry, Rupert. Please forgive me. I just can't talk anymore.
Mary Noble rushes to the elevator and the doors close. As Rupert Barlow watches her with a mounting sense of anger and frustration and a determination not to be outdone.
At this same time in a hotel not so many blocks away, a guest has been discovered by a chambermaid lying unconscious on the floor. The maid has called the manager, who in turn has called in a nearby doctor. And we hear...
I'm the manager of this hotel. Tell me, doctor, will she recover? Is there any sign of life? I can't have this kind of
thing. How do you expect me to listen for a heartbeat when all you do is crowd around and talk?
Well, kindly remember, Dr. Holly, that as I told you, I'm the manager of this hotel. It's my responsibility to know what happens to my guests. What's more, I called you in on this case, so it seems to me that...
All right, all right. Just step back, Mr. Fowler. There's nothing to be accomplished by hovering over the patient. Just let me complete my examination, and then I'll tell you what I can.
I ask a simple question in the interests of this hotel.
This hotel has been nothing but a run-down theatrical boarding house for years. And it isn't the first time a guest or inmate has
been... Dr. Hawley, I'll have you know that there isn't a place in New York with a better reputation. This guest came here only a few days ago. She appeared entirely respectable. How was I to know she would try to end her life in...
Oh, save your breath, Paula. The chances are she'll live.
Oh, thank heavens for that. What is it, Dr. Hawley? More of those sleeping tablets?
Not at all. She's had a sharp knock on the head. There's evidence of a struggle. Someone evidently forced his way in here.
You don't know what you're talking about. No one would try to force his way into this hotel. She must have fallen. Maybe she had a dizzy spell and hit her head. Look, on the corner of the bureau...
It's no good trying to reconstruct the crime. She will have to remain entirely quiet. She is not to be moved for any reason or disturbed. I'll send a nurse to attend her, Mr. Fowler.
But, Doctor, wouldn't it be better to send for an ambulance, take her to the hospital?
Not at present. The best thing is to allow her to remain entirely quiet. Later on, I'll see.
But suppose she doesn't... I mean to say...
And she doesn't recover? That's the chance we all have to take.
I don't want to plunge this hotel into an open scandal.
Well, that's your lookout, Mr. Fowler. Now, what is this patient's name for my records?
According to the register, she's Miss Claudia Vincent.
Claudia Vincent. That sounds familiar.
Oh, and so it should, Dr. Hawley. She's been widely written about in the case of this actor, Larry Noble, who's being held on a murder charge.
Oh, yes, yes, I remember now. As you say, the one that's being tried for murder. Is this the woman, the one that Larry Noble is supposed to have killed that young Englishman for?
Oh, if anything happens to her, we're sure to have the place teeming with reporters and worse.
Well, that'd be good for the place, Mr. Fowler. Put it on the map. Well, I'll send a nurse to take over, and remember what I said. Absolute quiet. I'll be on my way now. I have other calls to make. I'll drop around later.
Dr. Hawley opens the door and stands case in hand waiting for Mr. Fowler, the nervous hotel manager. At this same time, we find Larry Noble sitting glumly in the visiting room of the New York City jail, while his close friend Maud Marlowe, the character actress, says...
I can't stay long, Larry. My new play opens day after tomorrow, and so, of course, we're up to our ears in rehearsal. There's the preview tonight.
It was darn nice of you to come at all, Maud. But you'd better skip the visits till after your play's open. I'll read the notices in the papers. Along with the latest pictures of my wife and her devoted Rupert Barlow.
Now, that's what I want to talk to you about, Larry. This is no time to let anything come between you and Mary. You need all the support you can get.
Why tell me? Why don't you say this to Mary? It's quite obvious she's so starry-eyed over Rupert Barlow's attentions while I'm in jail... that nothing else matters.
That's where you're quite wrong, Larry. Mary is absolutely desolate over the way you refused to see her when she came here. You mustn't do this, Larry. You've got to keep your head now as never before.
Would you be able to laugh it off if you were in my place?
Oh, Larry, I don't know what I'd do. But I know this much. You can't allow any trouble to come between you and Mary until after your trial, at least.
Providing, of course, that I'm in a position to decide anything at all, except what I shall have to eat for my final meal.
Larry Noble, you're not to talk like that.
Why not, Maud? Might as well start facing facts. And the first fact I'm facing is that my wife has turned to greener fields while I'm in jail.
Now, Larry...
I don't want her coming here to this jail anymore. You can tell her so, Maud. That's my personal message. Tell her just to keep away.
Maud Marlowe tries to speak, sees that it's impossible for Larry Noble to be convinced, and she rises to leave. Has Rupert Barlow finally managed the breakup between Mary and Larry that he wanted? We'll be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.